Zog de Gemara, daf samachheo mit beis, three lines from the top, at the two dots. Omar Rav Yud Omar Rav, Yisrael v'nochri bepnimis, v'Yisrael b'chitzoino. If you have two homes, each one has a home and a courtyard in front of them. And then there's a movi to get out. But there's a pnimis, there's an inside and an outside. That means the inner home cannot get out to the movui, to the street, unless he walks through the outer chotzer. So again, you have a home, side by side. There's a chotzer pnimis that's closed off, inside, and there's an outside, chitzoini. The inside cannot get out to the movui, to the street, until he passes the chotzer of the chitzoina. The chitzoina doesn't have to go to the pnimis, he doesn't have to go to the right, he only has to go to the left, to the movui, to the street. But the pnimis cannot get out until he passes the chotzer, go through the chotzer of the chitzoina. So who lives in whom, in where? The Yisrael and the Nochi, a Yid and a Goy, live in the inner one. And a Yid, a single Yid, lives in the chitzoina. So we know there's a machloikas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov and Ramei in the Mishnah, Tanakam in the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, last of the parak, the beginning of this parak, I mean, the Samach Aleph. How many Yidden do you need that a Goy should asa? Do we say that if there's only one Yid, Ramei says still a Goy asas? Now a Goy cannot be part of an Erev, we said, and a Goy cannot be mevatel b'shus. The only thing you can do with a Goy is be soichem ekoymoy. You have to pay him rent. Like this, you have access to his rights in the chotzer, so he can make Erev chatzeris. Otherwise, he asses. Bittul will retract. Erev is not moide be'erev. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov says, it's not shchiach for one yid to live with a goy. He's chosh haritzicha. Until there's two yidin there, the whole gzeira of yomad mimaisov, because really there's no tchumin dik a problem. It's only yomad mimaisov. Yomad mimaisov. Tchumin is a problem when you have two stam yidin living together, three, five yidin living together, that if you carry in a public domain that's owned by both of them, you'll carry in a real public domain. This is not really Rishus Rabim. So it's a gzeira, that's really the gzeira of tchumin. That's a gzera of Erev Chatzeres. That's a gzera of Shittu Mevois. If you carry in a public, common area, you'll carry in a real Shus Rabim. But by a goy, it's not Negeya. He's not part of the Chatzah. By a goy, it's only one reason. Yilmat Mimaisov. We don't want you to live with him. So one person is not Shchiach, so we don't make the whole gzera for one person. Two, that's where it kicks in. So, Omer Rav Yudah Rav, Yisrael v'Nochi b'Fnimis. Let's say the two is in the following scenario. You have Yisrael and the guy living in the inner one. And Yisrael alone in the Chitzoina. Bo Ma'is l'Fnei Rebbe, l'Fnei Rebbe v'Osar. He said, this considered that you have two Yidden, and it asses, the guy asses.
What do you have seven
Yidden? One Yid in the Pnimi with the guy, and one Yid in the Chitzoina. So you have two Yidden. It's one chotzer that since the pnimis has to pass through the chitzoyna to get to the mavui, so it's considered two yidden. Noch, the next line, next word. Yisrael v'nochi b'pnimis v'yisrael b'chitzoyna. Yeah. So there's Yisrael b'chitzoyna. It's a chiddush because the ma'aseh says not two yidden living with a guy. It's one yid with a guy and another yid in the chitzoyna. Remember, the chitzoyna cannot have access to the pnimi. It's not exactly that they're living together because the chitzoyna can't go to the right. You cannot go to the left. But since the pnimi is also passed through the chutz of the chitzoyna, it's considered two yidden over here. That means, since the nochri, so lifnei rebbe v'osar, lifnei abchia v'osar. The reason is, because since the lemaisa, the goy, passes through the chitzoyna, the goy lives in the inside. So the goy has to pass through the chitzoyna, so it's considered like he lives with the yidden. Because he doesn't really live with the outer yid, he just lives with the inner yid. It's like he lives together with him, and he asses. Zog the Gemara, Yosef Rabbe and Rav Yosef b'shili pirkei de Rav Sheshes. Rabbe and Rav Yosef sat in the shir of Rav Sheshes. The Yosef Rav Sheshes the Komar.
So the clear over here is that you have a yid, two yid, one pnius, one chitzainis. So male, the chiddush of the Gemara is that it's one
and the goy asks.
Or the chiddush is the goy pierces A, and then 2 hours later he pierces 2B.
So no, the guy lives in A, not a passage. The guy lives in the pnimis.
Right, and then he has to pass through B. So the guy lives with the chakira that the guy lives with both. But the chakira is that if you and your shut and your neighbor live pnimcha, that you two are considered one.
Both of them. We'll see soon in the Gemara what the chiddush is. Right now, the Gemara is saying the chiddush is that the guy walks through the chitzoina. That's enough for him to ask on the chitzoina. Goy lives with both of you. Because he walked through, correct. Since he has to get access to get to the Mavi, is going through the Chitzayna, it's secure that the Goy is in his Chatzah with two Yidden. Now, this member of Rav, this is Rav's member, right? Omer Avid Omer Rav. Rav said this member. So what happened was, is Yosef Rabbi Rav Yosef, they sat in the Shir of Rav Sheshes. For Yosef Rav Sheshes, Omer Kaman, Omer Rav L'Shmeitzer. Who is Rav going like? Remember, we had a machlok, Zablozim, Yankam, Rameya. Do you need two Yidden? Only then the God kicks in and asks, or even by one? Zog the Gemara, Omer Kaman, Omer Rav L'Shmeitzer, Kremeya. Meaning, he goes like Rameya, forget the second Yid. The reason why the guy asks is because the guy answers the Yid that lives with him. That's what Rav Shesha said. That the reason why this member of Rav was said, the guy answers because he's living with the Yid. Forget the second Yid. Forget the Yid living in the Chitzayna. He's living with the Yid in the Pnimis. Rameya holds one Yid ready. Even one answers. Because Rameya is Chaysh Lemiyutu, we said. Zog the Gemara, come on, Omer Rav L'Shmeitzer Rameya. So right away, if Shesha said this over, Karchish Rabbe Reisha. Rabbi shook his head. He said, why is this Rameya? Omer Rav Yosef, Trei Gavre Ravreve Kerabonon Litu Bahai Milsa. Meaning, two Gavre Rabbe, Karchish Rabbe Reisha means, Rashi is the opposite. Hoide Litvorov. Rabbi agreed. Again, Rav and Rav Yosef sitting in front of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes explaining the memory of Rav that it's according to Rameya. Karchish Rabbe Reisha. Rabbi agreed. He shook his head. Yes, not no. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was sitting next to Rabbi. He said, Trei Gavre Ravre Kirabonon Litu Bohomilsa. Two great Geuser Rabbonim. Rav Sheshes and Rabbi are making a major mistake. Why are they making a mistake? Why are you coming on to Rameya? This has nothing to do with Rameya. Ik Rameya, if it's like Rameya, so forget the whole story. Why did Rav have to clear a story with the Chitzoyna and Yisrael? Ikrameya, Lomeli Yisrael b'Chitzoyna. What's the relevant Yisrael b'Chitzoyna? One Yid asks on one guy asks on one Yid. Forget the Yisrael b'Chitzoyna. The Chitema, the reason why the Yisrael b'Chitzoyna is, you know why? Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. That was the Maisa. So the Gemara, V'oboy minim Rav. They asked the Rav the following question, the opposite. Pnimi Bimkoimoi Mahu. They asked the question as follows. What is the din for the Pnimi? That means the Yid that lives in the Chotzah Pnimis, is he allowed to take things from his home into the Chotzah? Forget the guy going outside to the Mavui through the Chotzah B'Chitzayna. Can he take things from his own home into the Pnimi? Remember, Mr. Chitzayna cannot walk to the right. He cannot even go to the Pnimi. No access. He only has access to the left, to the Mavui. Could the Pnimi take things from his home to the Chotzah itself? And he paskins muta. Now, when you say pnimi b'mkoyme is muta, that's clearly like a blazer ben yankif. Because if a guy asses on one yid, if you hold like a mayor, then Mr. Pnimi has a guy living with him.
Wait, with two
chatzeres? Two chatzeres. One, listen, again.
Two houses in one.
No. Two houses, but this house has no access to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only if he goes through the chotzer in front of him, next to the chotzer chitzoyna. Chotzer pnimi, chotzer chitzoyna. This is a mavui.
Two chotzers in one mavui, or
two houses in one chotzer? Two houses, two chatzeres, one mavui. Very simple. Two houses, you live in Flatbush. Two homes, attached homes. Mr. Attached on the right cannot get out through the right. He can only go through the left. He has to go in front of his home to the chotzer and then go to the mavui.
And other Yisrael is in the same chotzer or in the same mavui? Different chotzer, same chotzer.
There's one mavui outside of the chitzoyna. They live in the same chotzer. The Yisrael and the Nochi live together in one home. And the second Yisrael lives in the second chotzer.
Second
house, that's to the second chotzer.
In the same chotzer.
Correct. Different chotzer. Every home has their own chotzer. Yisrael and Nochi live in one chotzer, and that's their home, two family home to one chotzer, and another Yisrael lives in another home, another chotzer. That's called chitzoyna. Yisrael only has access to get to the Mavi going through the chitzoyna. But let's lose track of this Gemara. It's a cheshbon over here. Again. They asked Rav the following question. Could the inside fella, the one that Yid lives in the Chotzer Pnimi, could he take things from his home into the common Chotzer with one guy? He has one common Chotzer with a guy. Why? Who's that like? Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. No, Rameyah says one asses. Rameyah was taught in the Mishnah. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, that holds you need two Yisraelim. And that's why the Yisrael that lives in the Pnimi is allowed to take things into his chotzer.
So it's mutter.
It's mutter. The Akam doesn't answer. So what do we see over here clearly? That he holds like a Belozer ben Yankov. So if he holds like a Belozer ben Yankov, so he can't tell me he holds like Rameya, Maisa, Shoya, Kachoya. We just said that the reason why it answers is it goes like Rameya. Kachish Rabbe Geisha. It's like Rameya. And the whole, what's the relevant, the whole Yid living in the Chitzoyna? Irrelevant. Maisa, Shoya. What we see from the next memra, that what happened was, he asked, what is the din for the Pnimi to take things from Koimoy? He said, Mutter, that's clearly Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. So don't tell me he holds like a mayor. The Elamai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, Ebezoi, Ishver, Ha'oma, Achiu, Shnei Yisraelim, Oitzim, Zel, Zeh. So why would it be Osir? Remember the original memra of Rav. Why would it be Osir? Why would it go Asir? L'chayra, you need two Yisraelim, Oisrim Zelze. Now, what does that mean? Two Yisraelim, Oisrim Zelze means as follows. There's a machlokes we had, regel amuteres bimkoima, the regel that's mutter bimkoima, that means the pnimi is allowed to go bimkoima, does he aser on shaloi bimkoimoi? So, there's a machlokes chachom and rebekiva. Chachom hold, regel amuteres bimkoima, the person lives in the inside, does not aser shaloi bimkoimoi. So, Ebezoi, it's not considered to Yisraelim that are Oisim Zelzeh. When does a goy kick in? According to Blazim Yankov, a goy only asks when two Yidden need to make an Erev together and they made an Erev, not a goy kicks in and hinders. But if the two Yidden don't ask one another, because Regel Amutez Bim Koimo does not ask the Shalom Koimo, so the according to Blazim Yankov, so how would the goy ask? If you're telling me you're going like a Blazim Yankov, well, if Regel Amutez Bim Koimo, according to the Chachomim, does not also shleim koimoi, then there are no two yidden that answer one another, that the goy should even play a role. The goy only plays a role when two yidden, when it's shchiach. When is it shchiach? When two yidden live together and they answer one another. Well, over here, it does, if you hold the regular mutels mkoimoi, ain't no sesh lam koimoi, so then you need two Yisraelim, oisim zelzen, you don't have that. That means the person in the inside, he does not answer, even though he walks through to the outside, he doesn't answer shleim koimoi. Rabbi Akiva holds, regular mutez mekoyma, I live in the inside, I aser chotzer chitzoyna. Because really chotzer chitzoyna has no access to the inside. So who says we look at these two as two yidden together? What's called together? Together means we live in an apartment and we all have access to the lobby. Chitzoyna has no access to the inner chotzer. So maybe this is not considered two Yisraelim. So if you hold regular mutez mekoyma, iser shalom mekoyma, the person in the inside asers because he walks through, he asks the guy in the outside to carry stuff from his house to the chotzer. So I hear you look at this to Yisraelim. That's when the guy kicks in. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov didn't start. But if you hold regular mutels mekoymoi, ain't no yisrael shalom mekoymoi, and it's not considered to Yisraelim, so the whole Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov doesn't start. Elamai, you're going to say. The Elamai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, and this, if you hold like the Chachomim, it's not Shnei Yisraelim because it's not a regular lobby we live together to Yisraelim, an apartment. It's access only from the Pnimi to the Chitzoyne. Chitzoyne not to the Pnimi. That's called regular Mutez Mekoymet or Yasa Shlem Mekoymoy. Chachomim, you don't ask, so you don't have to Yisraelim. Elo, you're going to say Kerba Kiva that says regular Mutez Mekoymoy, Seres Shlem Mekoymoy. That means you have to Yisraelim because Mr. Yisrael Pnimi asks on Mr. Yisrael Chitzoyne. So, Ibazoi, Lomeli Nochi, the reason why it's Osir is not because of the guy. Afili Yisrael Nami. If Regal Mutel's been Koimoy, Sash Lemon Koimoy, so then it should be Osir Stam with two Yidden. Because they have to make an error of one another. What? Yeah, but then the Chiddush is that, I'm telling you a Chiddush, that it's not a regular lobby where we both have access to. It's the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that regular Mutez Mekoymoy, Sash Lemon Koimoy, and the two Yisraelim ask one another. That itself is a Chiddush. Let's keep the guy out of the equation. There's a Chiddush over here that if Pnimis walk through the Chitzoyna, it's considered two Yisraelim because regular Mutez Mekoymoy, Sash Lemon Koimoy. What if you come on to the Chiddush of a guy? Say the Chiddush of a Yid Alain. Kunt Chachom, this is not considered. They need an Eir Bichlal. There's only two people that are not, they don't have a connection one to another. It's only Rabbi Akiva that they ask one another. That itself should be a chiddush. No, because if two batim have no shaykhs one to another, they could carry. What do I have to do with you? The Chitzoni has no access to the Pnimi. So who says we consider two Yisraelim that Asa? This is a major Chiddush. That since Pnimi walked through the outside, it's regular with Tehaz Mekoyim, or Yisrael Shalom Mekoyim, two Yisraelim need an Erev.
I can't carry my own issues.
If you need an Erev, you can't carry your own chutzah. And that's a chiddush. That Mr. Chitzoyne cannot carry his own rishos. Mr. Pnimi cannot carry his own rishos. It's like two Yisraelim. Nobody can walk into the Pnimis. Regular Mutaz Mekoymoy, Sash Lamekoymoy. That's a major chiddush. Let's leave the guy out of the equation. Omer Avuna Bredi Abishua, Lo'olam Kreblozem Ben Yankiv. That means, I hold like a Ben Yankiv, you need two Yidden. Uki Rabbi Akiva. And I hold like a Rabbi Akiva that says, Regel Hamuteres Ben Koymoy, Isser Shlom Koymoy. Zog the Gemara, like you answered, Vochem Ha'eskinon, Kegoyin She'irvu. They made an Erev. And this is where the guy kicks in. V'tayim Adikonochi Da'osir. And because they made an Erev, which is a Chiddush by itself, they made an Erev, now the guy asks because he's here. Avaleko Nochi Loy Osir. If there's no Nochi, then there's no problem. They made an Erev and it works. In a chanami, that's a chiddush. Zok de gemoga, boy minei rabbelozim rav. A new question. The opposite now. Cheshbon will be fakert now. Yisrael v'nochi b'chitzoyna. You have a yid and a goy living in the outside. Before we had a yid and a goy in the inside. A yid and a goy living in the outside. That means there's no access from the goy to the inside. V'yisrael b'pnimis. And the yid lives in the inside. Mahu. Meaning, do we say now that the goy living in the outside asses on the inside? And Mamela, you have to be soichem mekoyim from the guy on the outside. Even though the two yidden made an Erev, the guy on the outside can ask the one on the inside. What's the question? The Gemara explains. Hosom timer, the reason why we said before when the yidden and the guy live in the inside, mishum de shchicha, the daira. It's common for a yid to live with the guy on the inside. You know why? The mirtit nochi. The guy is scared to kill the yid. Remember we said, the only kicks in the gzeira by two yidden. Why is it only when it's shchiach? Because it's shchiach, because the guy, yid is going to live the guy. The yid is going to live the guy if he's in the inside. You know why? The guy is scared to kill the yid. Because if the yid walks in, the yid from the outside goes to the inside. He said, where's my friend Ruvain? The guy can't say he left. What do you mean? I didn't see him leave. I live in the chitzoyna. I would have seen him pass by my chotzer. So since he's scared to do something to him, so it kicks in the gzeira because it's shchiach to live with him. So over there it makes sense why the guy asks. He can't just say that he left. V'sovar hashed osi Yisrael. He's scared in the inside living with the guy. The yid might come any second. V'omeli Yisrael da'avik aboch heicha. And he'll ask me, where's the yid? And I won't be able to tell him he left because when he left, he had to go through my chotzer. However, the opposite, aval hocha, mashenka when the yid and the guy live in the outside. Yid and the guy live in the outside. So now if the yid comes and says, where's my friend? He'll say, he went to the Rosh Hashanah. What do you want from me? Even though we killed him. So over here, the guy is not going to be mirtat. And if he's not mirtat, it's not shchiach for the yid to live with the guy. The whole reason why it's shchiach is because he's not scared. Here he's scared because the guy can kill him and the yid will ask where he is. He'll just say he left. And he won't say, I don't have to know about that he left. If the yid lives in the pnimi, so then he has to know if he left because he passed it through the chitzoyna. But if he lives in the chitzoyna, over here maybe it's at shchiach and it's at shchiach because he's scared. It doesn't kick in the whole gzera. Aval hocha aminale, if you ask him where he is, aminale, I'll tell him, nofak, ozale. So mele doesn't start the whole gzera. Oy dilma no, hocha nami mirtet. The guy is still scared, even though he lives in the chitzoyna. You know why? The sovar hashed os yisrael v'chazili. The yid might walk in on me any second. He might walk in through the chitzoyna and see me killing the yid. So he's scared to do something even though he lives in the chitzoyna. And that's the question. Is there a gzeira, is it shchiach for the yid to live with the guy in the chitzoyna? Does it kick in the gzeira of shchiach to live with him or not? If he's scared, then it's not shchiach. If he's not scared, then it is shchiach. And his reason why he's scared is because even though he doesn't have to walk through him, the yid doesn't have to go through his chotzer, but he's scared to do something to him because he might get caught red-handed. You know what he answered? Famous memra that we use in Mishle, Tein l'chochem v'yechkam oid, which means, just like the Nochi Asers, when he lives in the inside, because it's Shchiach, why is it Shchiach? Because the Yid is not scared, because the guy is scared to do something, but he can't just say he left, because he has to walk out through the Chitzoyna. And just like over there, the guy Asers, so who adin, when the Yid and the guy live in the outside, we also say that he's scared because he might walk in on him, and Mele Tzchiach, so Mele the Isra of the guy Asrin kicks in. just like the guy asks in the Pnimi on the Yid, because it's Shchiach, so to the guy asks on the Chitzoyin on the Yid, because he also is scared, so it's Shchiach to live together, because he might get caught red-handed. Not because he's Muchach, that he can't say he left without being wrong about it, because he could say he left to the Shus Rabbim, but he's scared to do something because he might get caught. Zog the Gemara, Resh Lakish with Tamid Reb Chanina, Iklu La Pundik. Resh Lakish and Tamid Reb Chanina came to a Pundik, will have a Soicher. Now remember, a Pundik, they have a common area that all live, and the Soicher, the Goy was renting too. The Goy was renting too, so he asks. So what do you have to do? You have to pay him money to acquire the area, the common area of the Chotzer, to make an Erev Chatzeris. Soicher Mekoymoy. Can't be Mavatar Shus, can't be part of the Erev. But the problem is the Soicher wasn't there. He went away for the weekend. Will they have a Soicher? They have a Masker. But the Masker, the guy, the renter, not the rentee, the renter, the one that rents it out, not the one that rented, was yes there. So is it enough to give money from the Masker and that he can now be Soicher Mekoymoy on behalf of the renter? Does the Masker still have Shaykhs? When you rent something out, do you have Shaykhs to your property? They have a Masker. Omru, so Shlokshan of Tamil Chamin declared, Ma'u Lamega Mine. Could we rent, could be Soicher Mekoymoy from the owner that's renting it out? Even though he doesn't rent it now. He rents it out. But since the person renting it out is not there. If he cannot evict him, so then what's the shaykhus? What kind of contract do you have? Could I evict you whenever I want? So then you have a bailus so I can be oiger from the masker. You can't be misalikim, loyti bailuch. That's not a question. Kiti, my, why? Came in the motzi misalik, agrino, since he can be misalikim, so of course he can be oiger mekoymoy from the masker. The masker has a bailim. If you can evict your tenant, so then you can go and be soicher mekoymoy from the masker. Oy Dilma, no. Even if he could evict him, hashta mia holoi salke. Lemaisi, he didn't evict him. And right now, the soicher is away on a weekend on a fishing trip. So how could you be soicher mekoymoy from the goy? He's not here. The masker, yes, he could evict. But he didn't evict him. So right now, the only one that has access to the apartment is the soicher. He's not here. How could he be soicher mekoymoy from the masker? The masker, he might have a bailus to evict, but he didn't evict. So he's not the person you can be. Both are goyim. The mask and the soicher is a goy. Yidden live together in a punduk with a goy, and that goy's apartment is owned by a goy and rented to a goy. The other apartments are owned by Yidden. But there's one apartment that's rented by a goy, owned by a goy. So now, the goy that's living there physically is not there. Could you pay be soicher mekoymoy from the masker? Is the masker have a... If he can evict, no shaykhus. But if he could evict, is that enough to be oiger mekoymoy from him? Or hashta, right now he didn't evict him, so he has no bailus. Omar len Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, niskar, you could, let's meanwhile do like this. Let's meanwhile pay money, this is Erev Shabbos. Let's meanwhile pay money to the masker. Let's be oiger mekoymoy from him. And then we'll go ask a shayla. Let's first be in the soicher mekoymoy, and if it works, then we'll know that we did the good thing. When we get to the Rabbeinu Shebedorim, Nishalen, we'll ask them if we did correctly or not. Now, the Ritva says that Sofek Erev is Mutal Chathila. That means, even before they Mavar the Din, so Sofek Erev Lahokel, you can be Mekel, and they were Soicha from the Masker even before they knew if it worked or not. First of all, over here, he could come back. He went on a fishing trip. Maybe he could come back. But you have to be Oigam Koimoi. So, but he's not here to be Oigam Koimoi. So could you go to the Masker or not? So they said, let's meanwhile pay him money. You did very well. Good katon. You were soicher mekoymoy from the masker, since he can evict him, even though right now he didn't. He's enough of a bailim that you can be oigam mekoymoy from him. And that's why when you sometimes you oigam mekoymoy in a hotel lobby, you give it to the concierge. That's considered, even though he's not the bailim, he is a maisa, the person that's in charge, and that's the maisa, the masker has a shaykh, has a bailus, and you can be arguing from him. We'll stop over here. So no sugi b'chanina.